Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good Monday, everybody. Let the sounds of Bob Marley make you feel good. So, as we get started today on this happy, happy Monday, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening. And to You Create Change Radio, today is our third episode, and we're actually going to be discussing beliefs. I'm your host, Keith Leonard, and co-host, Bree Lee is actually here as well. So we hope to bring you guys some real good information today and to get you established and set up on the right foot. So let me get a couple things situated correctly right here to make sure that we're all set. Bree, are you all set? I believe we got you in here correctly.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Can
there
you hear
we
me?
Go. There we go. We all good.
Perfect. My mic is all right.
Perfect.
Man. I'm super excited about today's show, man, about belief. That's what we're talking about, right?
Oh, man, it's going to be major today. I don't think people listening is actually ready for what we got today. We got a lot of information, man. I'm ready to get started. So.
Oh, man. All right, real quick. Let me just give a really, really brief preview, well, actually recap on what we did last week on confirmation. If you missed that show, you definitely have to check that show out. It's on the archives in the radio show section on the website. But listen, man, we talked about how your why is the gas to your vehicle. Man, Keith went deep into this. Like, the three steps were basically scratching the surface, peeling back the skin, and digging into that core, really figuring out if you made the right decision and how can you confirm that within yourself, man.
Did you have
a few points on that?
No, I mean, basically, you know, we talked about it. If you really want to know about it, you know, go listen to the last show. today, you know, for people who've been rocking with us, we only got a certain amount of time, so definitely trying to get to it. But I definitely want to let everyone know that we actually do this in the order. So make sure you listen to, you know, decision-making. Make sure you listen to confirmation, because then you maybe have a bigger perspective or, you know, a larger understanding of actually what we're doing today. So as we get started, man, you know, like I said, today's episode 3, we're going to be talking about beliefs, and, you know, and why it's important. So I'm going to actually let Bree go ahead and kick us off with, you know, our statement of the day.
Yeah, man. So the statement of the day is, no one ever became successful without first believing they could do it. Oof.
Yeah. And I hope everybody heard that. No one ever became successful without first believing that they can do it. And what is a big, big factor that I don't think a lot of people actually understand is, what does belief actually mean? Like, what does it mean to believe in something? Like, what is the definition, or what, better yet, what is your definition of belief? And I ask this in a rhetorical form because I don't want my definition to be your definition. Anybody that's ever worked with me, they know I always say, I don't want you to think how I think. I want you to think how you think. So, you know, but I will give you some standard definitions that are out there, and if you look up in a dictionary, for those who don't feel like doing it, I got your back. Don't even worry about it. All right? So the actual definition of what it means to believe is to accept something as true, feel sure of the truth, and to have faith or confidence and trust. And I'm actually excited to be talking about this because today we have who we're going to be interviewing later on in the show, Ashley M. Bennett. And just reading her story and reading, you know, where she comes from, I mean, this woman believed in herself so much to the point where, you know, it allowed her to open more doors than she's ever seen. And just from experiencing, you know, having a personal relationship with this woman, I am I am completely just floored by what she's turning into and what she's done. But I don't want to share her story. I want to let her share her story later on. We're going to get into this information, you know. So check this out. Believing. It's not about what you believe in, but it's about how much you believe in it. I'm going to say this again. It's not about what you believe in. It's about how much you believe in it, okay? Mm. And a high belief level is 75% of the formula of success. Because
wow.
no matter
wow.
what you're doing, if you don't believe it, if you don't believe it, you know, it's not really
going to happen. It
don't
matter.
You know,
it literally doesn't matter. But let me ask you this, though. You know, for people out there that want to believe, though, you know, if I want to believe, how can I believe? Like, how is that even possible? What first steps do I even take to begin?
Okay, so check it out. So she's asking, what's the steps that's necessary for you to believe in yourself? Because not everybody knows how to do that, okay? So here we go, how to believe in yourself. This is, I'm going to say advice, but, you know, this is how I maintain belief in myself. And this is step one. For those listening out here, step one. Step one is you have to accept. Whatever it is you need to believe in, you're trying to believe in, that you want to believe in, you got to first accept it. Now, what does that mean? You must accept that you are who you say you are rather than believe it or not. So first, you just got to accept it. Just say, I don't care if you want to be, you know, a basketball player. You got to first accept that that's what you want to do. A lot of people want to do stuff, but they don't accept it. I know a lot of people want to be actresses, but they don't accept the fact that they could be an actress, you know. Or a lot of people want to be musicians, or they have an aspiration, but they don't accept the fact that they can actually do it. And after that, just begin to act as you already are. What would you be doing if you was an actor? You know, what would you be doing if you was a musician? What would you be doing if you was a doctor? What would you be doing if you were a motivational speaker? So you just start to act it out already. And mind you, this is just step one. You know, this is not going to, if you act, you're not automatically going to believe it. This is part of it. So just begin to act as you already are. Whatever it is you want to be, whatever it is you want to do, just start to act like it. Just start to act like it. That's it. You ain't got to be it. Just start to act like it. After that, you know, just claim it. You know, claim it as you do the name you were given at birth. You know, this is like a new birth of you. So claim it. Just like you claim your name, just claim it. So if you want to be a doctor, start saying, I am a doctor. You know, if you want to be successful, start saying, I am successful. You got to start claiming it and start acting. Everybody is claiming a name and they're acting like who they are anyway. Everyone is acting like who they are, you know, based on, you know, who everyone says they are or who they've been their whole life. So just start to claim it. Just start to claim it just like the name you're giving at birth. Here's step two. You got to remove some things, okay? You got to remove some things. And I always say you got to remove two specific words in your vocabulary, okay? Remove the word want and remove the word if. Want and if need to be removed when you're talking about you becoming successful in whatever avenue that you're pursuing. Or, you know, you believing in yourself to the point where it will push you further than you've ever been. Remove the words want and if, okay? You got to remove doubt and wonder. Remove that. If you're doubting it, just get that out of there. You know, just don't wonder about it. Just remove that. You got to remove thoughts of failure, and you got to remove thoughts of uncertainty. Okay, you got to remove those. And I know it's like, well, how do I just remove them? Well, I'll give you something to replace them with. And this is step three. You have to insert some things. Okay, you got to insert the words am and when. Okay, like I am and when versus I want and if I get it. You start saying I am this and when I get it. Insert excitement. You got to insert faith and you got to start trusting in yourself a little bit. Okay, you got to insert often visions of success. This is big. A lot of people don't visualize. You have to visualize what it will feel and look like if you were already successful in the avenue that you're choosing. Just see it. Draw it out. You know, no one's ever built a building without first having a blueprint. No one. So you have to make a blueprint in your mind. You have to see it. You got to see what it looks like. I say all the time, no one can make your dreams come true because you're the only one that knows what they look like. No one else can do it. So you have to make the blueprint in your mind so that way you can start to act that out, you know, in the material world, in the physical world. And last but not least, you know, implant thoughts of certainty. You know, implant thoughts of triumph. and the notion of the absolute. In other words, just be sure. Just be sure. And you will see, as you start to act those things out, as you start to claim it, you will start to believe it. You ever heard, have you ever heard the term, if you tell yourself a lie long enough, you'll start to believe it?
Man, yeah, I was literally just about to say that, because people tell themselves lies all the time. I told myself so many lies, man, and I started to believe that. And I forgot it was a lie. And so I had to stop and think about it.
Right, right.
But,
so
I just want to make sure I got this right here. Okay, so accept that I want financial success. If that's something that I want, right, that's what I have to accept, right? I have to be upfront with myself and real with myself, right? Just accept that, you know? Okay, so then I also need to remove if it happens, right? I need to insert I am financially successful. I need to start believing and acting as if, like you were saying. So, you know, now I have to change my mindset. I mean, am I applying this correctly?
Yeah, and what we call that is a paradigm shift. You start focusing on where you're going versus focusing on where you're at. And when you focus on where you're at, it's hard to believe in where you're going because you're spending so much time focusing on it. You know, and it's hard to believe in something that you can't see. But the thing is, that's what we have. There's a difference between sight and vision. Vision is something you can't see. Sight is something that you see with your eyes. Vision is something that you have in your mind. Create a vision, because vision and sight go hand in hand. When you have dreams at night, those are visions you're having. But you see those.
Wow.
And when you're dreaming, they're real to you.
That rings so, you know, that resonates with me, man, because I don't know. There's so much talk about vision boards. I mean, even with social media sites like Pinterest, where you can start to create something that you want to see, you know, and even though sight is what you see with your eyes physically and vision is something that you see in your mind, but being able to connect the two and allow those to be work in harmony, now your belief level can actually go up higher because now you can see it with your own eyes, right?
Yes. Now, here's the challenge, though. Here's how most people are. I'm going to use the example of types of beliefs. And first, I'm going to start with the elephant. A lot of people don't know how elephants are trained. You know, I call it the elephant and the rope story. Well, first, if you want to train a massive elephant, we know how big elephants are. They're some of the most massive creatures on this earth. If you want to train an elephant, what they do is they grab an elephant as a child, as an infant. They tie it to a rope, and they put a metal stake in the ground. They hammer that stake in the ground so that rope won't move, right? So as an adolescent, this young elephant will try his best to break that rope. It will try to, get away and try to break that rope, but obviously it's not strong enough, right? So eventually one day it just quits. It just stops trying to break the rope because it believes that it can't do it, because it can't. But here's the tricky part. As it becomes an adult, as it gets older, as it becomes fully mature and a full-sized elephant, it still believes that it cannot break that small little rope from when it was a child. It is called conditioning of the mind. And most people believe that they can't go further than, you know, the people in front of them or the people behind them. They try to stay right in the middle. They don't believe that they can go further, even though they've grown to be much more, even though they're much stronger, even though they're much smarter, even though they're much mature, they still don't believe that they can break that rope and break the chains of their own mind and actually explore and go further and chase and pursue what it is that they truly want. The elephant just wants freedom, but it gives up because it doesn't believe that it can actually break the rope. A lot of people want freedom, but they don't believe that they can actually do it. They don't believe in themselves enough. So that's why it's important to take these steps to accept, remove, and insert, because once you accept it, now you can feel it. Once you remove it, it's like removing the doubt. Imagine removing the doubt from an elephant that it could break that rope. Once that doubt is removed, as soon as it moves, it's going to break. It's too massive. Just like the elephant is too massive, people, we are so massive. We are so powerful. But what keeps us down, the only thing that keeps us down is our belief level. There's also a story of a bumblebee. You know, actually, scientifically speaking, a bumblebee, you know, as far as the wings and his body and the ratio of the wings to the body, scientifically cannot fly. Bumblebees are not supposed to fly based on its, you know, physical, you know, build. You know, they're not supposed to fly, but the bumblebee does not know that. It doesn't believe that it can. And as we move forward, I want to give you, you know, a definition of these two Japanese sayings of beliefs that I actually pulled because I was really studying it, and I thought these were, you know, really profound. And excuse me if, you know, my Japanese ain't up to par, but I'm going to try my best to say these words. And one of the words is called hone or hone. And it means what a person truly believes, the behavior and opinions are often kept hidden and only displayed with one's closest confidant. So what a person truly believes, the behavior and opinions are often kept hidden and only displays and only displayed with one's closest confidant. And the other word is tape me, and it means what a person pretends to believe, the behavior and opinions one must display to satisfy society demands. And I say war generals often will use it. So an example is a war general will be, of course, scared to die. Well, not, I want to say scared, but not afraid. But it's not, you know, a war general would lead its troops, you know, into battle, into war. But as a leader, he or she has to show no fear and complete belief that they can win this battle for you know, his troops, for her troops, for, you know, her family, his family. They have to act as if they believed it to you know, satisfy society demands. So both of them are necessary, but both of them are very, very real, you know. And, you know, as Napoleon Hill would say, whatever the mind can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. So that's enough for our lesson today. I definitely want to get into this interview with Miss Ashley M. Bennett. Bree, can you give us a brief synopsis on who we're going to be talking to today?
Oh, man, we're in for a really big treat today, you guys. This is Ashley M. Bennett. She is a really, really, really big and upcoming artist, and what she does is she paints stories, people's life stories, and, you know, she was able to deliver herself through believing that she could be delivered by showcasing her art of her story. And it's helped so many people with abuse, molestation, rape, all these things that men and women hide for so long. And she's also been honored to create an original piece from the late, great Dr. Maya Angelou. So I'm really excited to hear what this interview is going to be about. So, yeah, go ahead and bring her on if she's available.
I believe she's here. I just don't know what her number is, and it's a lot of numbers, and I'm trying to figure out which one might be her. So I don't know if you may have her number stored somewhere on the sheet you have in front of you.
3953.
There we go. So I got it on here. Let me see if she's on here. Ashley, are you here?
I'm here.
There we go.
Thank you so much for having me. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, man. It's really a blessing to hear from you. It's a blessing to hear from you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Yeah, as Bree said, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I have had the honor of doing all those things she said. I think to tie in to what Keith as well as what Bree said about belief, everything they said is true. For me, just briefly to give my testimony, I've taken a journey not only physically but mentally as well and spiritually, moving from Ohio to Arizona to now California. I've had a lot of opportunities open to me simply because I discovered who I was, and I took something very negative and ugly, which was molestation, and I turned it around for something positive. Oftentimes, people can face their fears or the ghosts of their past, and they can crumble. But if you allow yourself not to be dictated by the ghosts of your past or your fear, and allow yourself to develop into something wonderful to not only uplift yourself but encourage others, that is the legacy and the gift in itself. And that is exactly what I did. And we have wonderful examples like Dr. Maya Angelou, like so many other people before us. And I really wanted people to know from my story, I was only one person, that you can use your gift to inspire. So through my artwork, I'm coming up on now my seventh showcase between Arizona and California. And it is my first solo show and website launch party. I'm going to be working with my show. I've commissioned two of my favorite poets to be at the show, who've traveled to Africa, and for T.D. Jakes and Mary Mary and so many other people. So it's a really huge blessing to see myself now working with people who have impacted me by being so open about their life. So, yes, I would say the biggest thing to take away is don't allow fear to dictate or rule your life, because you only have one to live. At least I believe that. And just, you cannot listen to anything people have to say that hasn't done what you've done. When you're a trailblazer, you have to expect you're going to do things that everybody in your environment might not necessarily know, and it can be hard. So you have to keep positive words in your mind. You have to keep those positive self-affirmations that Keith was talking about, because there will be times fear will try to creep in. There will be times you're saying, am I good enough to do this? Can I do this? I'm not fit. I wasn't raised or born in a certain place, but you have to keep going. So
let me ask you this, Miss Ashley M. Bennett. You know, reading much of, you know, your our blog about you, and obviously, you know, the application on which you submitted to answer all the questions. What was it like? How was that transition from Arlington, Ohio, to Arizona, and now to California? And, you know, where did beliefs play a factor in that? And at what point, was there a time that you didn't believe in yourself, you know, that you can actually make it work out here? Like, how was that? Like, how in your transition?
Absolutely. I would say going to Ohio to Arizona, it's the fear of the unknown. I've never been, you know, west of Chicago at that point. So I had to take a leap of faith to accept the job relocation opportunity, and not knowing anybody in that state, starting completely over, you know, at 23 years old. And then from that time, taking another leap of faith after discovering my purpose, which was a part of my brokenness at the time, which was being molested, and using my artwork during my counseling and therapy I went through, and saying, you know what, I think Arizona has come to a close. This was a valley, a learning experience of who I was. Now I need to go and spread the word even more. I spoke at a juvenile correctional facility to young ladies, and I've done other things. But I think the biggest part was the leap of faith, coming somewhere that's more expensive, but, you know, having more opportunities. Can I say that again? More expensive? Orange County, hello? But anyway,
yeah,
you know, moving from Arizona to California, but there were so many other opportunities that would open up. So I would say belief played a big factor. I didn't know how everything was going to turn out. I just had to trust and believe and have faith that I was purposed for this, I was meant for this, and no matter what came, hell or high water, I had to keep going, because it wasn't about me. It was about all the other people that will be impacted by my legacy.
Right.
I had to keep going for it.
Right. So, like, when you were in fear, and in those moments of fear, because we all know when in moments of fear, it's hard to believe in yourself, you know what I mean, or it's very hard to believe in anything, you know, at those moments where you're about to make a decision, you know, to do something you've never done before, and you want to believe in yourself, but you're scared as hell to do it, you know. So how did you, like, you know, what process did you take to, like, overcome that fear? Like, was it just like, you know what, I'm scared, so I'm going to do it? Or was it like a process you had for people listening to make the move, and not only just make the move, but, you know, express yourself in such an artistic way and start to display your art, you know, so that way people could see it?
Right. I think for me, the process, for me, one, first was my faith, so it was prayer. I pray before everything I do. I do believe my steps are ordered, but you do have to take action behind that prayer and those steps. You got to take action. But I think for me, I just did it. I started doing the artwork. I was encouraged to do artwork, and I did it. So if you know something has been placed on your heart, whether that's through a vision or a dream or whatever, somebody telling you, do it. And then once I did it, somebody else saw my artwork in Arizona and said, this needs to be displayed in an exhibit. And then I was given contact information for art director. And then I ended up having my artwork displayed in front of 600 people in downtown LA. And then another person wanted me to be in their art show. So it continuously was a matter of connecting and people saying, oh, my gosh, I know an artist. And then, boom, now I'm in Costa Mesa doing an art show. Now I'm in downtown L.A. doing an art show, you know, and then people are like, I really like what you're doing. I understand your vision. I want to help out. I know some people. Can I help? Can I be the MC? So it's just, it all started with taking that leap of faith and saying, I will. A yes always activates you moving forward. A no or I don't know, that's always going to hinder you. So you have to take that yes and just do it. It's either you got to do it even if you're afraid. Do it afraid, but do it.
There you go. You guys heard it first from Ashley M. Bennett herself. You know, kind of what we're talking about today. She removed a certain thing. She removed doubt. She removed thoughts of fear. She removed thoughts of uncertainty, and she inserted those. You know, she is an artist, you know, and when she's going to have those art shows, she said it herself, she has faith and trust, and she inserted excitement, faith, trust, and belief in herself and vision herself doing it, and you see where she's at now. Ashley, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You've been nothing but a blessing to us, and I want everyone, is there anything that you want to advertise, you know, in the next, you know, 30, 45 seconds?
Absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely. At August 2nd, Sunday, August 2nd, seating is limited, but so arrive early if you want to come. But Sunday, August 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m., I will be debuting my new website, as well as, well, my only website, as well as displaying 20 of my pieces, the wonderful Genetics of the Passion for Christ Movement, as well as Ezekiel, the Passion for Christ Movement, and a vocalist by the name of Laurice Epps. All will be performing. All of it is free parking, which is hard in California, and it is in Huntington Beach at a venue called The Girl Cave. You can Google The Girl Cave, and it will give you the address. So I'm at Ashley M. Bennett Art on Facebook as well as on Instagram. So thank you so much
thank
for having
you,
me.
Thank
it's
you,
been
thank
nothing
you.
But a blessing.
Thank you. And thank you again, you know, and for those listening out here, you know, we're running down to the home stretch. I want to encourage you guys to keep listening, to stay tuned in every Monday at 8 p.m. We will be giving out great information and interviewing people out there who's making a creative, positive change in the world and using their work to make a difference. Next week, when we come together and we meet again, for all those who listen, we're going to be talking about determining when. A lot of people talk about what, a lot of people talk about where, a lot of people talk about how, but no one talks about when. And that is so important to start putting deadlines on yourself to start to measure your own progress and success. So with that being said, we have another, this upcoming week, we are going to be featuring a new individual. Bree, could you let us know who we're going to be featuring this week?
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much again, Ashley. But, yeah, this week, starting tomorrow, who goes live on our page is Miss Kelly Page. Oh, wow, that's her name, Kelly Page. Interesting. She's a successful entrepreneur, man. She's a fashion designer. She creates things for women that are getting ready to get married. It's such a phenomenon right now. And she's also a life coach helping others find their purpose. So I'm really excited for her because she'll be on the show next Monday doing an interview as well. So, yeah, that's who we got up coming on the website starting tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Please visit our website, youcreatechange.us. You can find more about Ashley M. Bennett. You can find more about our recent, our upcoming features and our past features. You can also listen to the other shows that have already been recorded and posted on our website. I just want to say thank everybody for listening in once again. And no matter what you do, believe in yourself, don't stop, and keep the faith. We'll see you guys next week.
Out.